back to back in a contest order, which will be pretty much the holiday night. And then the story that kind of hooks the two together, if you really need the meta view, is that we're kind of crazy about you forming this relationship, and then time has passed, and then we lost half of the relationship in the May 9th. So these two love songs do sort of go together in a weird sort of way. But before we start and do a run through, I'm going to turn things over to Herb. He's got great knowledge.
Well, I remember the page. The upturn, you've got the greatest basis overall. They really do. It's the ballad you need. You need this. I was asked once by somebody who didn't join, but that's because he moved out of state. What's the difference between us and St. Charles? And I said, we sing the words, the notes, and they sing the story. And that includes faces. There's three judges. There are three groups of categories of judges. All three of them have their individual things that they look at. Music, singing, and performance. All three of them, though, also look at performance. So your biggest category, in essence, is performance, which is not loose, not looking over here, not looking up there, not looking over there. Those are important. But it's the emotion that you show on your faces and your bodies. That's what gravity means most. Opportunity is very good. What I was telling Brent was on the ballad, everybody has a personal space. If somebody gets into your personal space, you know it. You know where that is. It's a few inches around you. And a long time ago, we were told, fill that up, especially in a ballad, that's important. You can do that by moving your body, by pushing it forward, or pushing it back. But your face also has to do with, we know the story of that song. It's happy, it's sad, it's melancholy, it's remembrance. I mean, there's a lot of emotion in that song. It's not coming across. Really isn't. You've seen it pretty darn well, especially, like you said, during the segments. So, we've got three more actual rehearsals, Monday, Saturday, Monday. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it runs through before you go on stage, whether it's Friday night, Saturday, or whatever. You don't have to get up early. Your throat should be good. Everything should be good. You should be able to just do a run-through and say, that's it. If you have to start working on notes, chords, and all that kind of stuff, it's going to get in your head. So you don't want that to happen. You already want to have that down three more times. So think of the story, think of the words, and fill them up. Hand movements in the up-tune look good. Hand movements in the ballad don't. When I say hand movements, I mean above the waist, brow, anything like that. This kind of stuff is good in the up-tune because it shows the energy that you're singing. In the ballad, it doesn't so much. It actually detracts, if that makes sense. It reminds you that you're judged from the moment the curtain opens until the curtain closes. You are judged one way or the other. Kind of. We had a member of these pastors that said that how you greet the audience, how you turn and prepare for the first song, set the score for a certain category. And probably all three platforms. It says whether you're ready to sing, whether you're at A level, B level, C level, chorus. We'll spread out no lower than B, I'll tell you that now. It's, you can't go up, you can go down. Right now, I'd say your up tune is a high 70, low 80. Your ballad is a low 70, the mid 70. On performance, and that's kind of what I'm talking about. Now, they'll be whoever's going to be out here helping them the next few weeks in the practices. They'll be working on when to turn, where and when to return, where to go, you know, the different things on the battlefield. The important thing you need to remember as a chorus is that once you've told them to look there, look there, look there, look down here, you're looking here. Well, not there, because it's also one or two places that you look out for the audience. But you're looking here. So your eyes can't wheel from that unless you're supposed to. It stands out. Back row, you know, looking up, you're looking over. Yeah, look like it. I know. It's hard because you're already looking up there. You have to be able to see that. You have to be able to see that you're looking down. You can't strain anything. So just kind of making sure your eyes go up. I think some of you are looking off center on tier. That tier, I asked, that tier isn't for you to look at. It just reminds you that there's a tier in your eye. So you're really never looking at that.
Focus on those burning tear sections are just right here. I mean, they are just
right on. Right.
What?
Both of the tears.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You took the one that wasn't moved out.
Was there?
The second
one.
The second one on the, it burns me, right?
The way I thought it was the second one. You center on it burns me, and then the second one, it burns.
Right.
You want to tell them it burns.
Yes.
You tell them. I mean, right now, your burns are like, it burns me. And that's not enough.
So,
a lot to remember. Yes.
I would love not to see your face during this performance. I would love you to show us starting points to the rooms and finishing points to the rooms.
I'm not comfortable with that because I haven't practiced as much as you have those particular. I might have something different than what he wants. He wants control of you at certain points. I might feel that you should be looking over there at certain points or over there at certain points. I mean, I know that Melissa said at one time that you should discover the doves, but today he's saying you're going to go over there at a specific time. I don't want to get it confused. I want you to be taught consistently.
There needs to be motivation to the look. So when she says you need to discover the doves, even though I told you there's a point when you look over there, there still has to be, you know, somewhere in the leaves. So, somewhere in the leaves, two softly cooing doves. There's a moment where you realize there are doves there. It's not just, somewhere in the leaves, two softly cooing doves. That doesn't make sense. Somewhere in the leaves, two softly cooing doves, fill my heart with delight. Okay? There's that little moment where you go, oh, something caught my eyes.
Caught your ears.
Caught your ears, right?
Cooing.
Yeah.
Cooing.
Yeah, the cooing, yeah.
Ears, and then
right?
Baby spot.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the leaves. Over there, yeah. Oh, excuse me. Over there. I was doing it right. I was just doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Right? It would help if you just poke that tear right on your chest.
Sure, yeah. I mean, if I had some tape, I don't know that I really want to stab myself.
You might not like the pin.
No, the pins will work.
Yeah, they will. It won't feel bad. Great.
I don't think it sucks.
I won't say anymore. I will watch the performance one more time.